Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Nashville's redevelopment of the city's East Bank has been years in the making. While the area is still largely a sea of concrete, WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports things are starting to get off the ground.
Hundreds gathered this week in a large, empty parking lot. Outfitted with shovels and confetti, city and project leaders celebrated the groundbreaking of the first residential building on the East Bank. That included developer Michael Fallon.
This is when the project stops becoming something that's on paper and starts becoming something that we're doing.
But this isn't all the city's newest neighborhood has had to toast to recently. Last month, TPAC released design plans for its new facility on the East Bank. Oracle looks ready to start building a new pedestrian bridge this summer, connecting its East Bank campus to Germantown. And last week, the NFL announced the new Nissan Stadium, a controversial taxpayer-subsidized facility, would host the 2030 Super Bowl. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell said the stadium was intrinsically linked to the new neighborhood.
By 2030, this place will look a lot different than it does today. Not everything along the central waterfront will be finished, but there will be some important new neighbors to the stadium.
An open-to-the-public kickoff party for the residential building will be held on the East Bank this Saturday. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Tennessee is seeing another round of automotive layoffs. A Dixon facility is closing in July. The Nashville Business Journal reports about 70 workers will lose their jobs. Dura-Shiloh is a parts manufacturing company that operates worldwide. Its Dixon site makes things like pressed sheet metal exteriors, structural supports, and seating systems. The closure is part of a trend. Most recently, Anfang Automotive Interiors filed a notice saying it would lay off more than 150 workers in Chattanooga. Hundreds of Tennesseans have been laid off in the industry in recent years. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.